RadioMD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The million-dollar question for a lot of people out there is, how do I find my purpose and my passion? What am I meant to do in my life? What am I here for? These kind of questions have come up probably since our childhood, and we all, I think, in our lives want to know that our lives mean something. And our guest today, Randy Spelling, is helping people do that with, you know, being a life coach. He helps people find their innermost hopes, dreams, and passions so that they can live authentic lives. Randy wrote a book recently called Unlimiting You, and he helps people understand what their old limitations may be and how to step out of those and into their purpose. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Erica. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So how do you start that conversation with someone of let's get to your purpose, let's get to your passion? It's such a large question. How do you like begin to attack that?
I say, are you ready? On your mark.
That's good.
Get set.
Yeah.
No, actually, I do the opposite of that. Because I've had many clients who literally will call me or come through my door and just have this intense struggle, like this huge weight that's carried on their back of, what's my purpose? I want to figure it out. I want to know. And it's almost like life can't really start until that purpose is revealed.
That's true. A lot of people feel that way. Yeah.
Yes. So what I do is I say, let's let that heavy coat drop to the floor and just take all the pressure off of having to find your lifelong purpose right now. Because I talk about this in my book in two chapters, because there is individual purpose that, you know, we all, like, you look at someone like Oprah, or you look at, you know, the president or someone like that, and you say, okay, you know what their purpose is. You can clearly see that and understand that. But then there's also this purpose that a lot of us forget is in our daily lives.
Right.
You know, how do
That's
I
true.
Bring purpose that can unfold for the rest of my life into a daily experience and do an hourly experience? So right now, talking with you, I can feel what my purpose is. Going to the market later, you know, going home and seeing my children, what is my purpose in that moment? And what that starts to help is how to take such a illusory, big, almost intangible concept and bring it down into something that can be felt right now.
Yes, yes, you're so right. And it also helps, you know, it makes everything seem like it means something. Like, this conversation means something, and being with your children means something. And I love that you say that, because I think there's a lot of people out there that see Michael Jordan or Oprah or whoever it is and say, you know, how did they found their purpose, and now they feel, and then, you know, as an individual, they feel lost and they feel like, what am I doing? But I love that you say it's almost like in the little things are the big things, and what people would call mundane is actually your purpose, and making someone smile on the street is purposeful, or helping somebody, you know, day in and day out as a nurse is very purposeful. It's just a matter of, I think, comparing our lives with others.
Exactly. And that word comparison comes up so much, because we live in a society of comparison. And each time we compare, good or bad, is that we separate ourselves from that. And usually, I would say 90 to 95% of the time, is that when we compare, we end up feeling bad. And so then,
course.
You know, self-worth comes into play. And anybody that has any type of addiction, it's going to pull on that string of, oh, well, yeah, you're not good enough. Oh, look at Michael Jordan. Well, you can't do that. So, you know, what's your purpose? What's your worth? And like you said, if we could just find it in the moment, those little moments actually become big moments. And then everything that people really want, all that self-work that they've been doing, is right in that moment.
Right. Right. And also to also remind others that, you know, fame and, you know, recognition in the media and all the things that, like, you know, with technology today and social media, it's just like, it's craziness. It's changed everything. But no matter what, it's like if you don't, you know, if you don't have that kind of success, then, you know, then what's the point? And that's such like a horrible message, I think, that, you know, sometimes is out there, is that money and external, you know, and having those external successes is what makes you a successful human being, which is not the case.
Yes, right. And I really do think that success should be re-perceived, you know, reshaped into measured by value, as opposed to measured by what someone has or what they do. Because again, that's illusory. That's not going to bring someone to find ultimate fulfillment and happiness and purpose. Because you know, there's always more, right? You get that, and then there's always the line in the sand moves. Well, just a little bit more. Oh, well, just a little bit more famous. Just more people.
Right. There's never enough, and yeah, exactly. And how, when people come to you and say, like, you know, I'm unfulfilled at my job, I'm not happy in this relationship, you know, I feel like I should be doing something else with my life, but yet I need to pay the bills, or I, you know, I have kids, and, you know, there's always these obstacles that come up. Do you guide your clients, or do you recommend that people, you know, leave the job they hate or follow their heart and get out of a relationship that's not going well? What do you say to people like that out there?
It really depends. Yeah. And it depends on where that person is, because I also don't believe that if someone isn't quite ready to jump,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, they may not find their wings.
Right.
In that moment, right? So if someone doesn't believe that leaving the relationship or leaving the job, if they don't believe that they're going to be okay, if they don't believe that they're going to find something that is going to be even better, even greater, mm-hmm. then we need to do more work around the beliefs that they hold and what they think is possible for themselves, because that many uh-huh. times is really what shapes the outcome and shapes their reality. Because the truth is no matter what they find, if they believe that they're going to be okay, they're going to be okay fundamentally.
Right. Absolutely. That's a great point. It's the belief. So to make sure that that belief is, like you said, clear, and that they're, you know, almost 100% sure that that belief is, you know, going to ground them and not. Yeah, because I think you're right. I mean, I know you're right. If people don't understand their intention or that the belief that they can be okay, then they're not going to be okay. Right.
Yes, and you know, the last thing that that I want to do is take someone who is already feeling stressed, anxious, maybe at a low point, and say, hey, you know, jump off this cliff, things will be okay, and have them be more stressed and more anxious. You know, there's a certain level of challenge, stretching, discomfort that is okay to grow, but it's another thing to just push someone off the high board into the pool and say, okay, just swim, you'll be fine. That that doesn't empower someone to find their gumption and tenacity within to change themselves. And that's really what I'm interested in doing with people, is showing them that they have the power, that they have the tools to change. And when mm-hmm. that comes from the inside out, that is transformation. When it's just someone saying, hey, you know what, you'll be fine, just jump, there's not really transformation there.
Exactly. Right. And that's just kind of, you're telling them what to do instead of them knowing from the inside of their core being that they can do it, that they're capable, and that they're, you know, empowered.
Yes, like. To have the emotion, the awareness, the physical, visceral sense of, hey, wait a sec, I am enough. I can do this. You know what? Why can't I get the job of my dreams or get the person of my dreams and be happy? Because right now, that's not happening.
Thank you, Randy. You can find Randy Spelling at randyspelling.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you, and stay well.